If you aren't using A/B testing or multivariate testing to optimize the performance of your lead generation campaigns and other types of campaigns that you're running, listen to the rest of this episode. In this episode, I cover the difference between A/B testing and multivariate testing, some reasons why you should be A/B testing, and I share a set of ideas for A/B testing that are relevant in 2020 and today. Something you hear a lot of is A/B testing, and you also hear the word multivariate testing, and sometimes you also hear the word conversion rate optimization. But the thing is that these three things are actually quite different. So let's talk about the difference between A/B and multivariate testing, right? A/B testing is really just about testing one variable at a time so that you can figure out which one is better. And you're only going to test two variables. So, for example, a variable you might test with A/B testing would be a headline copy. So what's your H1? Or you could test two different photos on your landing page, right? But that's all you would change. Now, multivariate testing, on the other hand, is where you test multiple variables at the same time. So the reason why you might want to use multivariate testing instead of A/B testing is because you can make more dramatic changes to the design of your landing page or advertisement or whatever it is that you're testing. Maybe you're even testing email. And by making more dramatic changes, you're going to open the door to potentially creating a bigger lift in conversion or a bigger lift in clicks or a bigger lift in whatever variable it is you're trying to influence. However, the issue with using multivariate testing instead of A/B testing is that it can be hard to determine what out of the different variables you're changing is having the biggest impact on the metric you're trying to influence. Why should you even conduct A/B testing? Well, it's really important to conduct A/B testing because A/B testing inside of your marketing campaigns is how you're going to learn what works and what doesn't with your audience. It's how you're going to drive more traffic. It's how you're going to generate more leads. And ultimately, without A/B testing, you're not going to be able to generate the most customers for the spend and effort that you're putting into your marketing. So it's really, really important that you do A/B testing. And in fact, A/B testing isn't anything new. It's a concept that's been around since the earliest days of marketing and direct response marketing. And it's a concept that was used by one of the great grandfathers of the advertising business, and his name was David Ogilvy. Now, in his book, Ogilvy on Advertising, David Ogilvy has a great section on his philosophies for A/B testing his direct marketing campaigns. And direct marketing in his time meant sending out letters to people's mailboxes, right? So what Ogilvy had to say about direct mailing and A/B testing and direct marketing is that you can test every variable in your mailings and determine exactly its effect on your sales. But because you can only test one variable at a time, you cannot afford to test them all. So you have to choose which to test, right? And that is the biggest challenge with A/B testing. But because we know that A/B testing as a concept has been around since the 1940s, and if not even earlier, and now with modern marketing tools like Optimizely and Unbounce, we have more data and it's cheaper to run more tests and we can create tests much faster, there is absolutely no reason that you should not be A/B testing. Now, if you don't believe A/B testing works, you should know that Amazon is actually one of the biggest believers in A/B testing as a company, and A/B testing has been fundamental to their growth as a business. I just want to read you this long excerpt from a 2007 Harvard Business Review article that is a Jeff Bezos quote, right? And the article this is pulled from is called A/B Testing at Amazon and Microsoft. Now, what Jeff Bezos says about A/B testing and his philosophy on it is, that what you really want to do company-wide is maximize the number of experiments you can do per given unit of time, right? Now, inside Amazon, what Jeff Bezos has is a group called Web Lab, and that group is constantly experimenting with the user interface on the website, right? Then they're extracting statistical data from real usage patterns about which interfaces work best for accomplishing certain goals that they're testing for, right? And what they've done inside the Web Lab is put a lot of energy into trying to figure out how to run experiments at a very low cost, very quickly, so that they can run many, many more, right? So Jeff Bezos himself and his company, Amazon, one of the biggest companies, arguably the fastest growing company of our time, and the biggest growing company of our time, really believes in A/B testing, and it's been fundamental to their achieving their goals on Amazon.com. So if you're still not convinced that A/B testing is a really, really smart thing and something that you should be doing, wait till you hear the next case study that I'm going to show you about the power of A/B testing. There's a great tool out there called the Unbounce, and what Unbounce lets you do is make landing pages at scale and rapidly modify them and test them. But something that's really cool that they came out with just last year is a AI-powered A/B testing conversion tool, and this tool's called Smart Traffic. Now, there's two brands that used Unbounce, that Unbounce has publicly shared this information, and they used Unbounce and were able to create significant improvements in conversions through A/B testing and deploying Smart Traffic on their landing page tests. So the first company is Construct Connect, and Construct Connect is a project management tool for contractors and manufacturers, and they help them win more bids and grow their businesses, right? And what they did is they created a ton of landing pages using Unbounce, but their landing pages were only converting 17% of their visitors. Now, this is actually a pretty impressive conversion rate in my opinion, but I think it's possible, and very, very possible, for landing pages to convert at least 24 to 25%. The more you A/B test, the more your landing pages are going to convert. So what they did is, because it's so easy now to modify your landing pages and all sorts of other parts of your campaign, what they did is they created 3 to 10 versions of their landing pages and then deployed Smart Traffic, which is the AI tool that Unbounce has, to run the test. And what they were able to do is they were able to produce a 22.6% conversion rate, and they increased their conversion rate by at least 7%. Now, this is really, really incredible and great to see. So if you aren't using some sort of tool to support your A/B testing, you're leaving almost 7 to 10% of growth on the table. Now, it wasn't just Construct Connect that was successful with this, but Duly, and Duly is a CRM automation tool for Salesforce, right? And they created an entire promo campaign that was based on emails and it was based on landing pages. And they tested several different landing pages, and what they were able to do is create a 30 to 50% increase in conversion rate for their entire campaign. So now that there's tools out there like Unbounce, which make changing the landing pages and, you know, getting your ideas out into the market faster and easier, and there's also tools like Smart Traffic that intelligently use AI to analyze the results of your tests in real time and get you to the higher performing, like, right, direct traffic to the higher performing variant faster, there's absolutely no reason that you should not be A/B testing today, right? Like, you have every reason to A/B test. There's every possible convenient and helpful tool out there that's easy to use for you to A/B test. And there's decades of research and experience that'll guide you into your initial hypotheses and experiment ideas. So you know, you can generate a lot of ideas for what to A/B test, right? So next I'm going to share with you some ideas on things that you can start out with A/B testing on your landing pages. All right, so what can you use A/B testing to learn, right? So the first thing you can use A/B testing to learn is what type of content works for what type of goal, right? So something that I found is that ebooks work a lot better in converting, website traffic to initial leads than a demo request form would work for doing the same. Now that one's pretty obvious, but what was also even more surprising is that webinars do better at converting a lead into a customer than a ebook or a video or any other type of downloadable asset with the exclusion of demo requests, right? So something that you can do is look at your offers and look at the type of content that you're offering in the different, demos, webinars, ebooks, packages that you're promoting, and try to deploy them to move people in your funnel through different stages of your funnel. And what you'll find is you'll find for your business specifically what pieces of content work in what areas of the funnel for getting a desired result, right? So that's one idea right away, is just changing where and when in the customer journey you deploy certain pieces of content. Now, another really important thing to A/B test would be just the copy itself, right? And that is, what are you writing? What are you saying to your visitor? How are you segmenting who's arriving on the page? Do you have you tested multiple variants of your landing pages, and with each version of your landing page having modified copy that speaks directly to an individual persona that you're trying to reach? That was something I did at TextRecruit, and it produced a significant increase in our landing page conversions and down funnel because I personalized the entire marketing campaign from the LinkedIn ads all the way down to the SDR sales sequences we were sending post conversion. We were able to create significantly more pipeline than when we were more general. So really testing and making your copy hyper targeted and specific is a big win that you can achieve. Now, another important element to test an A/B test is the number of fields that you are asking your visitors to fill on forms. Now, what I found is that earlier on in a buyer's journey, you want to ask for as little fields as possible, and you need to grow that relationship over time. And a really good way to do this is with dynamic fields, but if you don't have dynamic form fields available that automatically grow the relationship over time with someone based on how many times they've downloaded content from you, a really good way to think about it is that early on just get their work email, then progress to adding their name, then progress to adding their phone number and company name, and then progress to adding their entire information that you want. Maybe you'd also want job title, right? But the thing you have to learn is how much information can I get at what stage and with what piece of content and with what persona and segment that I'm marketing to. And there's no way for you to figure that out without A/B testing. And the final and most dramatic A/B test you can do is completely changing the entire page. Now, this is actually a multivariate test at this point, right? Because in an A/B test, you're only changing one variable. But when you're in a small marketing team at a startup company, you need to do things that are going to move the needle in a dramatic way, right? You need to create growth. And sometimes at the scale you're operating at, a A/B test isn't going to be enough, and you need to do a multivariate test. Now, I absolutely encourage you to do some multivariate testing. Create an entirely new page design with completely different copy and imagery in a new style and with a new ad campaign, and run it against what you have right now. The important thing about this entire concept of testing is that you need to have, one, a goal for your testing, two, a way to measure and attribute your test variance to that goal, and three, the ability to learn from the insights you get and move and test very, very quickly and cheaply. So if you get those things right, it almost doesn't matter if your tests aren't 100% statistically relevant, or if you're not entirely sure which one of the variables in your multivariate produce the lift in conversion, because the important thing you're really looking for is that we've been able to produce an increase in our conversion rate. So you're always chasing that increase. So in conclusion, you know, A/B testing, it's a really powerful method to improve conversions, learn more about your audience, and really improve and take your marketing to the next level. And A/B testing is something that's been around for over 60 years now, and there's a ton of case studies out there that prove that it is effective, that you should be doing it, and that it does work. And best of all, there are so many tools out there like Unbounce and Unsplash that have really, really great features that make it easy for even marketers that aren't technical to rapidly create new testing material and then support that for marketers that maybe don't have the time to run complicated statistical analyses and models. So to support that with AI that's going to tell you which one of your tests is the best one, right? So there's really no reason for you as a B2B startup marketing team today to not be A/B testing.